And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Hello and welcome to the Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show. I'm Dave DeFore here with Trevon Edwards for your Tuesday morning Daily Ding update. Before we start, in honor of Black Friday and Cyber Monday coming up, new subscribers can get all the Athletic's great writing and our podcast ad-free for just $1 a month for 12 months. That's right, $1 a month for a whole year of me and Trey every Tuesday with no ads. Go to theathletic.com/NBA show before midnight on Monday the 29th to lock in the best price we've ever put out there. It's $1 a month. That's theathletic.com/NBA show. No ads on the podcast, no ads ever on the writing. Do it now, do it today, do it for a year. Big night in the NBA on Monday night. A lot of stuff to get into, so we're going to jump right in. And Trey, the Wizards have been a fantastic surprise to start this season. But the Hornets might have their number. They came ready to play tonight. Terry Rozier had a season-high 32 points in this game, and his eighth three of the night iced the game with about 13 seconds left as the Hornets beat the Wizards 109-103. This is the second time in the last week the Hornets have beat the Wizards. The Charlotte has now won six of their last seven. They are on fire, Trey, and Terry Rozier was hot as hell tonight.
Yeah, Terry got it going early, first quarter, you know, just start making shots. And, you know, like they were trailing like 2 to 4 points at the time when he was warming up. But kudos to LaMelo Ball having a 15-point second quarter. I mean, he even told one of the commentators pretty much, I mean, the play-by-play persons, more so that you know, he only thought he had 8 points when he had 15. He got it going, hit a couple of threes, even had a dunk that was memorable. And then, obviously, you know, they rode Terry Rozier towards the end and pulled off this victory. And they didn't have a big game from Miles Bridges and still was able to pull this out.
Yeah, LaMelo had 28 and 13 in this game. And I think the real story, Trey, when you look at the three-point shooting, Charlotte was 15 of 31 from three. The Wizards were 9 of 36. And I would say that if you were looking at an issue that the Wizards have had this season, surprisingly, it's actually been on the offensive end, not the defensive end. And that was the case again tonight. Although Trez Harrell had a great night, 24 points, season high, 18 rebounds. KCP had 17. Bradley Beal had 18. Kuzma had 11. So you see a lot of guys contributing, but they just weren't able to hit some of the big shots when they needed them. And again, 9 from 36, not going to get it done when Charlotte's throwing the ball in the basket like they were tonight.
Yeah, no, they have to play a better game in order to beat this team. You can't mess around, play with your food with a team that's knowing how to win now games. Last year, Hornets would have gave this game away easy.
Yeah, and again, you can see that experience, especially, and this is where they missed, I thought, Terry Rozier early on. Just that kind of, I don't want to say guiding hand, because that may be a little bit too far, but a guy who can get hot and isn't scared to take shots down the stretch, it really takes the pressure off of guys like LaMelo Ball and Miles Bridges when their shots aren't falling. Although tonight, everybody's shot was falling. Now, the Wizards, they were down as much as 17 in the second half of this game. They had a late 7-0 run. They cut the deficit 105-103 after KCP hit a three with almost a minute left. And again, it all kind of ended on that Rozier big three. How do you feel about the way that these two teams are trending right now? I mean, Charlotte's winners of six of their last seven. Wizards kind of scuffling a little bit. You feel like we're seeing maybe two teams on the about the same level, and maybe one's passing the other, or is this going to level out here in the next few weeks?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to take away the success or more so the direction that the Wizards are going in. I think that they're off to an amazing start. And as they continue to grow and play, they're going to have some wins and they're going to have some losses. I mean, if you asked us last summer or, you know, getting ready for the season, if the Wizards were going to be in the cream of the crop of the East, we would have laughed. So respectively, I think that they're still figuring things out and they're going to have losses like this, but I wouldn't worry. And as far as the Hornets, this might be their year actually to, you know, get in beyond the play-in game.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The late game was pretty wild, Trey, and the Grizzlies somehow won this game. And I got to be honest, I'm going to have to watch it again to figure out exactly what happened down the stretch because it literally just ended. And you and I, we were trying to decide, do we start with Memphis and Utah? Do we start with the Wizards and Charlotte? But here we are. And man, where do we start with this one? Let's start at the end. What do you think, Trey? The end of this game, it comes down to a couple of Ja Morant free throws with the Grizzlies down three. He hits the first, and then it gets weird. So Ja Morant actually misses the second free throw, and going for the rebound, it looks like Rudy Gobert hits the ball, and then on the replay, we all can see pretty clearly that Jaren gets his hand on the ball, but the goaltend is overruled. The original call was a goaltend and a made free throw for Ja Morant. That's overruled. We get a jump ball in the middle of the court, which Jaren Jackson wins the tip. Ja Morant gets the ball, deep penetration into the paint against Utah Jazz, and makes an incredible acrobatic leaping pass to find Jaren Jackson on the opposite side wing for a wide open three, which winds up being the game winner. Donovan Mitchell comes down, takes an awful contested shot at the buzzer. But that three, Trey, really capped a fantastic night, I thought, for Jaren Jackson. I mean, it was a complete game from him. You know, he had 26 points, had a couple of blocks, only had 8 rebounds. He's not a big rebound guy, had a couple of steals. But I thought overall from him, not just the offense, I thought this was one of the better defensive games he's put up this year. And for a guy who has foul trouble, for him to be able to play 34 minutes of high-level defense and only come away with 3 fouls, I think that this is a complete package game that he's going to be able to build on, Trey.
Yeah, I still think it's a bad loss for the Jazz overall. I want to shout out Desmond Bane. Had a great game, 28 points, averaging 14 points per game right now. As you mentioned, Ja Morant making an amazing pass. School of Derrick Rose, jump pass. A terrible pass to make. I honestly thought that he was going to float it a little bit and it was going to get tipped away. But he found a trailing Jaren Jackson and knocked down a three. And, you know, obviously, you know, the big question mark was always Jaren Jackson's health. It looks like he's healthy this season. And he's always been able to spread the floor and knock those shots down. He's known for, you know, making buzzer beating shots. So this is not new to him. But this was a great win for the Grizzlies. Like, you know, this is one of those wins that they can look back on and kind of build off of. And, you know, Ja Morant was, you know, he has that fight where, you know, he's getting to the basket or he's getting second opportunities just because he's working to get the ball. And, you know, they went out there and did what they needed to do and fought against a tough Utah Jazz team.
Yeah, you mentioned Desmond Bain, 28 points. That's actually a career high for him. And he really kept the Grizzlies in this game in the first half when they just didn't get a lot going outside of him. And then John Morant starts getting going in the third quarter, brings them back into it. How are you feeling about John Morant's three ball in this game? I mean, the Jazz were going way under, and he missed a bunch. And then when he started to hit them, it seemed like he kind of went away from it. A lot of those threes were short. Maybe that's a little bit of fatigue setting in. I'm not sure what you think, Trey, but he certainly didn't have it going all the way like we expect out of John Morant tonight.
I mean, I don't love the idea that he took 10. He shot 30%, went 3-for-10. But he has to still shoot them. That's one thing. He has to stay aggressive. It's not one of those, well, that's not my thing. And I love it. I love that he's taking that shot. It's just maybe too many. He might need to get down to 5. But getting the line 11-14, that's what he does. He gets to the line and finds ways to contribute other ways, whether it's getting to the basket or setting others up or just getting a scrappy rebound. And no matter how it turned out, analytics or not, they got the victory, and that's all that mattered.
Yeah, another big game from Rudy Gobert for the Jazz. I mean, he's just been fantastic all season. 23 points, had 13 rebounds, had 5 block shots in this game. And Rudy was plus 10. Rudy and Mike Conley, plus 10 and plus 13 respectively in this game, really were just fantastic all night for the Jazz. And the drop-off came when those guys went to the bench. I mean, Hassan Whiteside got worked. Plain and simple. It was just not a good matchup for Whiteside. And, you know, he struggles with teams that have speed, and the Grizzlies got out and run, and he just wasn't great. This is one of those things where the Jazz have got to find a way to get some high-level production coming off the bench. You know, Jordan Clarkson is going to help you quite a bit most nights. Tonight, plus 7 off the bench, 9 points. But Joe Ingles, only 2. Bogdanovich had a great game, 24 points, 7 of 11 from 3, was hitting some tough threes, but they were too tough. And it's one of those nights, Trey, where I just didn't feel like the Jazz offense was fully clicking, and I'm not sure that they even ran a play in the second half until about the middle of the fourth quarter. It was a disconjointed effort, I thought, on the offensive end. And you're right, I agree with you, it's a bad loss for the Jazz. But you know who had a good win tonight? The Phoenix Suns won their 13th straight over the San Antonio Spurs. Now, the Spurs might be tanking. They're losing a lot. And they made this one interesting. But that's still a professional basketball team, and you got to beat who's in front of you. And the Suns won 13 straight. And, Trey, they've been doing the same thing all year long so far. What did you think about the Suns tonight?
Oh, man. I mean, I'm going to shout out a guy who never really gets too much love. Shout out to Campaign. 20 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Gave a solid 20 minutes off the pine. And then DeAndre Ayton does what he does, double-double. And just, you know, they get it going. They get it going, no matter who number it is for the night. And they've been rolling. We were able to shout them out, you know, on Sunday on how they're playing. And they keep rolling. Monty Williams is doing a great, you know, great job with his team. And you know, they're responding to how he's coaching them, and, you know, they're not taking this moment for granted and trying to prove that they belong and that last year wasn't a fluke, that they were really a championship contending team. So just picking up where they left off of and, you know, playing well.
Yeah, it goes to show. Team defense, hitting your free throws, making threes, smart offense, and you can put together a successful season. I mean, again, 13 straight wins for the Suns, the hottest team in basketball right now. I don't know if they're the best, but they're at least in the conversation. That's going to do it for today's show, folks. Don't forget, go to theathletic.com/NBA show. Just $1 a month for a whole year. You get me and Trey every Tuesday morning, no ads. John Hollinger, Anthony Slater, Shams Charania, Jay King, the whole gang. No ads, $1 a month, theathletic.com/NBA show. Go sign up. That's going to do it for the show. Don't forget about all the other pods. We got tampering coming up on the Athletic NBA show later today. Trey, take us away.
Ding, ding.